Hi, and welcome to the In the Cortex podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Paloma Garcia.
And I am Dani Perricone.
And we're the founders of In the Cortex, an online community with programs that show people the tools that they need to change their lives through brain reorganization. No medication, just movement.
When you get your brain out of survival mode and regulate your nervous system, you start to live in the fun, logical part of the brain, the cortex. Subscribe today and learn how to live your best in the cortex life. And now, on to today's episode.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. We are here, your hosts, Dani and Paloma. We're very excited to talk today about one of the themes of our program. As you know, we're doing kind of going through each theme of level one in this season. And today we're going to talk about awareness, the importance of awareness and cultivating awareness in life. And specifically when you're trying to like bring some sort of change to your life, right? I feel like that's something where we lose awareness pretty easily, right? It's so easy to lose track. And it's kind of similar to what we were talking about in the last episode. Where if you don't notice things, it's kind of hard to bring awareness to them, right? And so that's where we kind of like this progression. And so let's talk about it. I mean, I think that bringing awareness to like the things that you're feeling and the changes that come along with the brain work is huge. And I feel like a lot of people, even just by doing the brain work, they start to have awareness of like their surroundings, of their relationships, of things that maybe they hadn't, their own patterns, right? Like things that they maybe hadn't even thought of looking into before. And you just kind of take things for granted.
100%. And I think a lot of times when we say change, people are like, what does that mean? Change is very scary for so many people because it's like, wait, I've always only known myself. How is there something else that can be different about me? Yes. And we've talked about this so much is that we really think that our personality is just the way it is, right? And if you listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza ever, he always says that like, you know, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And then you adopt that as like, I am just that person. Mm-hmm. So when you start to do the movements and when you start to notice and you're becoming aware of how you're moving, when you're doing your creeping, you actually like, oh, wait, it's getting easier for me. It's not as hard as it was at week one or week two when I was going through regressions. And now that I'm at week three, I'm like, oh, wait, I'm moving with more ease and more fluid. And that is also now matching and connected to how you are just responding to the world around you. So Today we really wanted to make sure we really tuned back into your creep. We want you to focus on and become really aware of how you're creeping. Check yourself right now, making sure you're doing it in the specific pattern because we want to make sure that you're doing it in the most efficient way possible. So the things that we always say are hands in front. So many of us will start creeping and we'll start bringing our hands down past our shoulders and then our elbows start popping up. And we think, oh yeah, I'm creeping in a really efficient way, but we're just telling you like, make sure, check yourself. Hands have to be in front. And that means your elbows are also glued down. So if you can see your hands while you're creeping, you're in a good space. If your hands
that's
are-
That's why, yeah, just think of like a policeman saying hands where I can see them. You know, that's what you want. To have your hands where you can see them.
I've never heard you say this before. That is so good.
I think it every time. That's so funny.
You know what, parents, if you're listening to this right now, dress up like a policeman if your children are into that.
I'm sure that's going to make your kids feel very comfortable.
I'm in trouble. Yeah, no. That is so funny. Keep your hands where I can see them. That is so true. So you're your own policeman, I guess.
Exactly. You're your own policeman. And that's actually a fun game that we can start playing with kids, right? I'm thinking of like for the sessions that I'm doing with the kids. Yes. Like hands where I can see them, although you can't see, you know, it doesn't really translate to Spanish, but hey.
And you don't want to trigger their moral or their
fight. Right. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Especially in Mexico. Don't trust the police here. But like the other thing is like, yes, they do come down like by like the rib cage sometimes. And that's like, you know, how the elbows start to come up, but they also come under the chest. And the other rule is to keep our chest on the floor all the time. And so that's a really important one. And so those two kind of go hand in hand sometimes because if you're bringing up the chest, most likely you're using these muscles to push you up, like muscles that a baby wouldn't have access to. And that's why we have all these rules, by the way, for the creeping is because we're trying to imitate the actual pattern in the way that a baby would be able to do it. And so if you're pushing your chest up, most babies at 2-3 months old don't have the strength to do that yet, right? So that's going to skew the way the pattern looks a little bit. And it doesn't mean that if there's anything wrong with it, it's just not going to be as efficient. So you're not really going to be connecting those neurons. So that's another one, right? Is keeping the chest down. For me, keeping the chest down, what really works for kids, I feel like that's the people that struggle with it the most are usually the younger ones. I feel like it's more complex than, you know, the hands. You can think about the hands or your belly. You're used to thinking about your belly, but the chest is a little bit more, especially when you're younger and your proprioceptive system isn't fully developed. It's a little bit more kind of complex, right? So I like to put stickers on their chest, or like if they're wearing a certain sort, a certain type of t-shirt that has like maybe embroidery, so it's not like sticking to the floor, and just make sure like that they know that the that part, you know, that whether it's a little shape or something on the shirt, or it's a sticker, you want to make sure that they have that touching the floor all the time. And so that's a really easy way of reminding them as well, is like, hey, where's the sticker? Is it on the floor or is it up high? Right.
That's such a good visual, and a lot of a fun one to do too. We used to do this with the little ones, the preschool age kiddos, is we're like, oh, pretend like you need to add glue to your body. And so we pretend to take the glue out, and then the parents can to their hands across the child's chest, like, ooh, we're going to glue this down, and putting your hand and rubbing on their chest like that helps them go, oh, that's where my chest
that's
is.
That's my chest. Yes.
And now I need to keep it low. So if you're working with kiddos, make it fun, make it novel, like, oh, grab the glue out of there, put the sticker on the chest. It really helps give reminders.
Exactly.
If you're an adult, we just started using this. These are little seat cushions. They're from IKEA. They have like a little grippy thing on one side, and then the other side is smooth. This, we put the grippy side against our chest, and it's been giving us the perfect little chest because it's thin. Look how thin it is. It's like,
I love that.
It's like $5 at IKEA. And we've been putting them underneath us to give a little cushion. And it's like just the perfect cushion to be using under our chest. So I'll find the link for it really and drop good. It in the show notes. So if anyone's looking for a little cushion, because ladies, we feel you. We are also the ladies. And sometimes our girls get in the way. Yes. And it kind of hurts a bit. And especially if you're breastfeeding, like, I remember breastfeeding being like, I cannot get these things down on the ground. So I would add a lot of padding around that. And so if you're in that space of like you're very well endowed in that top area there, then you can add cushion to help support it. But the goal is that you're not bringing your elbows underneath you to prop yourself up. Exactly. And if you ever look at babies who are laying on their bellies, they will naturally bring their arms underneath them to like have their heads kind of looking up. But the minute that their arms come out, their head comes down with it. And so really being able to lift up your head is getting that neck strength going and really helping the rest of the body develop into the creeping pattern. So we do need that chest nice and flat on the floor.
And the other part is the belly as well. The belly has to be on the floor. And with that, I mean, belly is a little bit easier to keep on the floor, I think, for most people. But if you have somebody who's a belly avoider, that's somebody who has a lot of resistance to like spending time on their belly because it's just very overwhelming. The stomach has a lot of like nerve endings. So it can be a lot for the system, especially if you maybe didn't do it at all when you were a baby, right? Or if it represent some sort of trauma that happened in that first part of your life, it will be harder. And also some kids will, I mean, I'm thinking more of kids because it's usually the kiddos that need a little bit more support understanding those rules. Yeah. They will start to kind of bring their hips up to the side, you know, or they'll start to get really silly and start to creep on their side and that kind of stuff. And so that's where like acting like you have that like tub of glue and you're like, oh, looks like you need a little more glue, right? And just put a little bit more glue on their belly. Yeah. And that kind of stuff. I used to do one where I would like supercharge them. Remember with that really cute kid I used to work with in San Diego, I would like charge his battery and I'd be like, and he loved that. Like he would just like really get it. And I would do it on the back of, on his back, like in his lumbar area. So he felt that pressure for his belly to stay on the floor, you know, because some kids will like put their butt all the way up and just like use their feet to push. And so their whole butt is up in the air. And so that also naturally that's going to skew the pattern as well.
100%. And so with that one too, so we're obviously telling you different kid things because kids will definitely be the ones that try to find the shortcuts in this because they don't see it the same way we do. If we see adults that are like cheating it, we're like, well, do you want to do your brain work or not? So if you're an adult and you're like, oh, I'm finding all the cheaty ways to do it, then let's talk, you know, reach out to us. But for kids, it's another fun thing to do is like, ooh, don't let me get your belly button. If I can touch your
Oh,
belly button, then
right.
I get a point. And so playing games and saying like,
Always.
if I say freeze and if your hands aren't in front and your chest is high or your belly's not on the ground, I get a point. But if I say freeze and your hands are in front, your chest is down, your belly's on the ground, you get a point. And once we've gotten 10 points, you get to go take a fun break. Like maybe jump on the trampoline. I do a blanket ride with you. I roll you up in a burrito roll up or something like that. That's a fun way to keep kids tuned into it. And when
Exactly.
Paloma mentioned the supercharge, she came at it with a very novel cortex approach.
Totally.
Us parents, when we're getting our kids to do the brain work, we sometimes get tired and we skip the whole novelty thing because we're like, let's just get it done. And we may have seen a few parents take their hands and like push their kids down on the floor or take their foot and push them low. That is going to activate a pons and have a fight, flight, freeze, or fawn reaction in minutes. And so it's
For
mainly a fight
sure.
or flight. So you'll either have them fight back against you or they're going to
Or
run
run
out and be
away.
like, I'm done with this. So
Yes.
make it fun. You can add visual barriers. You can take two chairs and tie a string between the two and they have to go under the laser beam, or you go under a coffee table, or you go under, we can go under our trampoline here because it's high enough. And it's just a fun thing for kids to have to like know to keep everything low to go under. So
Yeah.
have fun with that one.
And I think that's where you bring awareness to what energy you're bringing to the brain work. And I
Yes.
know we always say this and we always bring it back to the
Yeah.
parents,
Because that's true.
or the person who's guiding it. You know, if this is
Yeah.
somebody who's doing it individually and you're like, I just can't seem to get my brain work done. And it's like, okay, well, what are your thoughts about the brain work, right? We want to bring awareness to what part of you is like fighting it,
Right.
or what part of you is only focusing on the negative stuff, what part of you is really not wanting to do it. And so, is it because you're afraid of the changes? Is it because you just don't know how to prioritize it, right? Is it because it's really exhausting? And so your body's like, oh, I don't want to get so tired again, right? What part of you is what energy are you approaching it with? That's bringing awareness. And also for the kids, right? For the parents that are doing it with their kids, or even the teachers listening to this that are doing it with their kiddos, it's the same thing. What's your energy about the brain work? Are you like, we just got to get this done? Come on, guys. I want you to change. I want to fix you. I want to fix your brain, or I want to fix your behavior, or whatever. Or are you just like, hey, this is this new tool. I'm doing it for myself. It's really helping me. I'm putting it out there for you, right? And so that's where you notice a lot of the differences where, and it's easier, right? As somebody who's just the practitioner, like I'm just, when I'm doing the sessions with kids and you too, obviously not your own children, but when we were doing the
Not
sessions in person
emotional.
San Diego, it's not emotional because I'm just like, this is just a kid that I'm going to see for 45 minutes. And my goal is to get them to do it and make it super fun. So I'm able to see like, okay, what's the silliest thing I can do to get them to stay in their cortex? There was a kid yesterday that didn't want to take off his socks. And so I was like, okay, so you know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna have a sock taking off competition. Like, who's gonna do it first? And then he was like, oh, cool. And like, what are you gonna do with the sock? He's like, no, I wanna put them back on. And I was like, why don't you put them? Do you wanna put them in your mom's shoes? That's so silly. And he was like, oh my gosh. So anything that's just gonna be so silly and novel. And I know this is something that you have to practice. It doesn't come naturally to all of us. And I think with parents, that's where you bring awareness into the, am I making fun or am I making it fun or am I just making it a chore for everybody, right? Because it's
Because if
so
it's a
easy to
for
look at these things.
you, yeah.
Exactly. And it's so easy to look at these things as chores. And that's where we bring awareness. Am I looking at a chore for myself at it as a chore for myself? Am I looking at it as, you know, going to the gym is as a chore, eating healthy as a chore, anything that I'm doing in my life, like what is the attitude that I'm bringing to it? So getting awareness of that is the first step because it's always going to set the stage for the vibe, right? Of everything else, like truly the way that it's going to be perceived by the other people in your house.
Totally. And I love that you said that because honestly, once you've done all the techniques and you're like, oh, I'm so excited to bring this to my kids. And I've done the glue, I've done the stickers, I've done it all. And then all of a sudden, and then you even tried the, I'm going to video them. So they're watching themselves back on the video and you're asking them questions. How is it going? Are you keeping your hands in front? And once you've gone through all the different techniques and then you're finding that you guys are hitting this wall of like, we're not actually wanting to do it. Check in with yourself, like Paloma said, because honestly,
Yes.
that is when it shifted completely for me. And obviously, I have a ton of practice in this because I did this with a lot of kids before I had my own. And
Yeah.
so, even for, and I want to give compassion because it is not easy all the time to be able to rise up to the occasion of like, I'm so excited to do this. Because yes. Anytime we're talking about change, you're having to work against your nervous system that was so used to a certain way for so long.
Exactly.
And being able to create a new neural connection of like, no, I'm doing this because I'm trusting that this is going to give me a life that is breaking a pattern that has not served me. So
exactly.
For me, once, and it really hit for us when we did the whole overhaul where we're like, you know what? We're asking our members to do this for 20 minutes a day. Why aren't we doing it for 20 minutes
exactly.
a day?
Exactly. Yeah.
And that was my big aha of like, I'm going to start doing this for 20 minutes a day. And it's funny because we had been doing it for years and we're like, oh yeah, you just keep going with it. It's a lifestyle. But then we weren't in that committed space.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I committed in my life, and you came, you saw us before we
yeah.
were doing brain work daily to then after. And you even comment so many times on how different our whole entire vibe
the
is.
whole vibe,
It's
yeah.
the energy in the home is harmonious. I'm actually like, and it's crazy to think that I was in such a space of just not enjoying so many parts of parenting for so long because I was just like dreading all the chores.
And looking at it as a chore.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. The minute I reframed it and I was looking at it and had the awareness of like, wait, I regulated me and now
Yes.
my kids, because we all know a regulated adult can help regulate a kid. So that co-regulation piece is so important. As soon as I started regulating me and I started seeing the regulation in my kids, because I had awareness of my kids' behaviors, I was like, oh, wait, before you were triggering my wounds as a kid, but I couldn't see it because there's just two dysregulated people crashing into each other. So now that I was like, I'm regulated, I'm seeing you're dysregulated, but you're hitting a chord in my stuff. It was like my daughter gave me so much insight of what I didn't get when I was a kid, but I couldn't see it before. So we're asking you to look at your why. Why are you doing the brain work? Remember when you first found our information, you're like, oh my gosh, this sounds so cool. I want to sign up. I'm so eager to do it. And you hit buy. Go back to that moment. Why did you want to do that? And we're telling you on the other side, as soon as your demeanor shifts as a parent and you're like, and I'm living it. I have a 5 and an 8-year-old and it's incredible to see the conversations we have now. I'm not kidding you. Just yesterday on the way home from baseball, my 5-year-old in the backseat, who was resistant to brain work for so long, she goes, okay, mom. So our plan for tomorrow is we're going to wake up. We're going to brush our teeth. We're going to eat breakfast and we're going to do our brain work. And Axel's like, yep, we're going to do our brain work. And I'm not kidding you. We've been just doing our brain work every morning now. And the day is just so much easier. It's like
everything's so much easier. Of course. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have maybe a little bit of a regression, maybe a week that's going to be hard at some point, right? A couple of days that you're like, why am I so reactive? Why am I so sensory seeking? Why am I so avoidant of what I'm trying to do? Like I was talking about that with you yesterday, like certain things that come back and you're like, why am I back there? And it's just, once again, now you have awareness.
Oh, that's it.
Let's take that. Yeah. Let's take that and roll with it instead of being like, oh, now I'm just going to stop doing everything, right? Because it's not working.
Because then
like,
you fall
look at
back
it as
into that.
Literally a lifestyle for your life. Like, zoom out. What are 5 days in the span of your entire life, right? Or 2 days or 1 week of not doing, or two, whatever, however long it is, of not feeling like you're constantly growing and sticking to the brain work or whatever new habit you're trying to build, right? It's nothing. So that's the whole point, is we want the overall tendency to be growing, but that the actual details don't really matter.
Exactly. And when you and I were talking about are some subconscious beliefs, do they take longer to come through? And it's like, well, yeah, because your nervous system, again, needs to have that like sureness that this is a new route. And so you have to keep trusting that process and holding that space to build the container to be able to hold it. And I promise you, like, you're still going to be human. You're still going to have emotions and feelings, and you're still going to have dysregulation. The difference now is how quickly you get out of it, how quickly you can shift it, how quickly you can find out more about yourself and looking at the root of like, why is it that I have that block? And
exactly.
We find blocks about ourselves every single
All
day.
the time.
Literally, we've been doing this for years and we're like, look at that block. But now it takes us minutes. To go, oh, I was just doubting my choices. Well, I had a lot of self-doubt because I didn't have a lot of confidence, because I didn't have, right? And then you can just quickly shift it from a non-emotional standpoint
And exactly. You just do a reconnect. Yeah. I was talking about that with a friend the other day where I was like, yeah, I felt really annoyed by this thing that happened. I honestly don't remember what it was because it was a few months ago, but it was something where I got home and I was like, I felt really annoyed about this thing that happened with whoever, like another one of our friends. And so I start to think about it and I realized that it was related to this block. I think it was something specific about like my weight or my body image or something like that. Right. So I was like, yeah. So I just got home and I'm journaling about it and I'm going to do a reconnect. And she was like, whoa, I'm so surprised that you like, so proud of you that you just like worked through that in 20 minutes. And I was like, you're right. Like it's so second nature to us.
Yes.
And to a lot of our members who have been doing this for a long time, we see it all the time in the chat. And when we talk to them and they're like, yep, I found this block. I did this thing. I got rid of it in, you know, one day. And so that's also something to look forward to is that right now it might feel like so much, might feel like you don't even want to do part of it. Like the, I know the journal prompts for a lot of people are really hard. They're like, I don't know about this. Like, I'm a little bit skeptical. What does this even mean? Like, why would I be talking and journaling about this stuff? Right. And so that's okay. If you're not ready to do it right now, come back to it later. And you will get to a point if you continue doing the program where this is just second nature to you and you're not questioning all of your feelings and questioning yourself all the time because you're aware of where that questioning even comes from. Right.
Yeah, I love that you said that because honestly, that's why we give you lifetime access because
exactly. It
is a lifestyle to be able to commit to this. And it's even better when you have a partner who can do it with you and help you bring awareness to things that you can't see yet. And my favorite thing with my partner now is the mirroring we do with each other is like, oh my gosh, the awareness we have on our mirroring of like, I'm like complaining that people leave their stuff out. And then he's watching me. He's like, you leave all of your stuff out.
Everything out.
That's really cute. I can take the feedback without getting super offended like I used to, right?
Yes.
So that's where the awareness is always the first step. So when you start to really, and that's where creeping, that first main movement brings in so much awareness. And so that's why we really want to highlight for you how important that movement is. If you're resistant to it, it means you need it so much. It means that you need to do that movement more than anything. And the resistance piece is really huge. So if you have resistance, that's your first piece right now to have some awareness. Why are you resisting something that you need? Because anytime you resist it, it means you need it. So focus in on that and just have the awareness without, and this is where creeping, and it's kind of a catch 22 because you need the creeping piece to happen in order to break through the awareness to break through that resistance. And sometimes the resistance is so strong that that's why you need the creeping. So you're always caught in that cycle. So it really comes back to, okay, you bought the program. Maybe you're sitting here for a long time and you're like, I just want to do it. I know I need to do it. I don't know why I'm not doing it yet. We suggest getting into that WhatsApp group. The minute you have to tell somebody else, and someone just did it today. They're like, I'm dropping this in here right now because I know I want to come back to it. And if I tell somebody I need to do it, it's more likely you're going to get it done. So
100%.
And Paloma and I literally love, we get so giddy getting to read your messages about all the things that shift for you. And we love giving support. It's one of our absolute favorite things to do. And we will tell you, we've put so much support into this program. And then we just created a whole new program with Dr. Gerr Kirschenbaum that was geared towards parenting. So if you're finding yourself not understanding your child's sleep patterns, you're not understanding your nurture patterns, you're not understanding your own stuff from your own childhood, and you get all of Dr. Greer's amazing insight about sleep and about nurture, and it's changed my perspective on parenting.
It's huge.
And I thought I knew a lot of things about parenting. Obviously not anyone knows everything, but just knowing that like my children need proximity to sleep. And that's how the brain's wired. The brain needs that. So that awareness for me was huge. So it's just more awareness. It's more information, but let's start with the very basics of the parameters of creeping are always hands in front, chest is low, belly on the floor, and make sure nothing's in your hands and you don't have anything on your feet. If you are a teacher doing this in the schools, we will let the shoe slide for just simple logistical stuff. The creeping will develop so much more efficiently if the feet are bare. That's just what we need.
Absolutely.
And we're also super vague about this whole process on purpose because we want to make sure that your brain is doing what it's supposed to do. Because remember, we're recreating the first year of life. You cannot coach a baby on how to move. They move instinctively and naturally. So putting something on in the background. We've said this a million times. Put on a podcast, put on music, have a conversation with a friend, do something to distract your mind so you can feel your body move how it naturally wants to move, and do not cheat it. This is a big subconscious in so many people of I have to do it right. And if they see somebody do it next to them that's more efficient or faster, they feel less than. They're not enough, right? So then they try to cheat it. And then you end up bypassing giant developmental milestones because you're trying to do it a different way. And we've caught so many people doing this. It's because of what, Paloma?
Society's expectations.
We have to say
naturally.
We're trying to just like take out all of society's expectations and just make you feel like you're enough for just existing. Yes. And letting you know that like there's no such thing as like a perfect movement. And so many of us want to do it right and we want to feel like we are perfect, but that's literally impossible to become perfect. So just knowing that and making sure that you're going through it without compensating is so, so important. So if you're confused, if you feel like you need some support, again, we ask you, send us videos of your creep. We'll give you that feedback immediately. And remember, it's not about how fast you go. It's about time on your belly.
Exactly.
And the more you do this, the more comfortable it gets. And if you're someone who is just really feeling like I've tried it and I'm really confused, because this depends on where your brain's at, please send us an email. We have coaching. You can get one-on-one coaching with us. And we even put that at a super affordable rate. So make sure you take advantage of all those little things that we have in the program, because it will help you see the amazingness that your brain wants to give you. You just have to give that environment.
Agreed. Yeah. I think it's important to keep all that in mind and just continue to create that awareness of everything that's going on. And it sounds daunting, but I promise you it's going to come along with as the creep continues to evolve. So thank you for listening today. Please subscribe, rate the podcast, share it with your friends. Let's get some more people talking about the brain. Always send us your questions and anything that you would like us to talk about on Instagram. And okay, speaking of Instagram, our Instagram is in_the_cortex_US. Our TikTok is in_the_cortex. Our website is inthecortex.com. Our Facebook is inthecortex.us. Our Spanish Instagram is inthecortex_ESP. And if you use promo code BRAINIAC, because you are a valued listener, you can get $10 off your first payment of our program. So thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.